This conference is being recorded.
What's up, guys? This is Leanne Ellington, and it is January 13th, and I apologize if I sound like I'm going through puberty right now, but I have a cold, and I am going to give you guys a wonderful interview, though. We have a special guest. Her name is Carolyn Rennie, and she is a local producer of a new show here in Orlando. Hey, Carolyn, how's it going?
I'm going pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for doing this for us. All the fitness professionals that are listening to this will definitely appreciate anything that you can give them. So we will just jump right into it. Basically, the point of this interview is we're trying to help any fitness professional try to break into the industry, whether it be get their own segment on TV or get featured in a story or any way that they can get some media exposure on the news. And Carolyn is actually the person who asked me to come on board on the news on Saturdays and have a weekly segment. And in our situation, it was kind of like the right time at the right place. We met. She liked me. And she also needed a fitness professional for her segment for her morning show. But we're going to try and dive into a little bit, kind of get inside the head of a producer of a typical TV show and see what advice she can give us to help you guys get some on-air presence or maybe, you know, get spotted by the local media. So, now, Carolyn, tell us, who ultimately decides what goes on the air? Who's the main decision maker?
Ultimately, the main decision maker will be the news director.
Okay, so the news director has the final say?
Yeah, like, I mean, we all get... You know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, I decide to put stuff up on the air, but, you know, I have a manager, and then my manager is under the news director. But, like, say if we were bringing somebody on TV, like an actual guest, like what I did with you, you know, right now I would run it by my, my manager, who's called an executive producer, and, she can make the call, but then if she has questions, she takes it to the news director, and then that person would make the final decision if there was something that was questionable.
Okay, cool. So based on that, if a fitness professional or a boot camp owner or a personal trainer wanted to, you know, get themselves on the news, who should they try to get in touch with? How should they kind of work up the chain of command?
Well, it can work in so many different ways, and it's basically of to get your foot in the door, just like knowing somebody, you know, like just trying to network with different people in different organizations is such key, because if you happen to know a photographer, you know, or if you know a producer, reporter, even one of the managers, executive producer to news director, you can work it in that way. Of like if somebody you know or you could get to know, but if you're just trying to contact the station, you could start with the news director. That is the tallest of the chains. Or if you know, I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. There's if you could get into like a producer or just getting your name out there, getting to know the people who work there somehow, like getting that foot in the door. And that's the hardest part, and I understand that. But you could always contact the news director and just let them know what you're about and that you are willing to be, like if you ever need, you know, if you want to be their professional person that they can contact you whenever there's questions, whenever there's different stories. I was at one station where we actually had a list of professional people, everyone from lawyers, doctors, fitness experts. So to make your way onto that list would be great, and the best way to do that, you could start with the news director and just letting them know what you're about.
Okay, and what's the best way to get in touch with this person? Would you recommend emailing them? Giving them a phone call, sending them a fax, creating some sort of pitch about yourself. What do you think is the best way to kind of create their attention or catch their attention and let them know that you're newsworthy or that you're, you know, the expert in your field?
I would say email is a good way to go to you know, cool the waters, and then you could always follow it up with a phone call.
Okay.
There are, dealing with a lot of people and a lot of different things usually. So, you know, don't get too discouraged if you don't hear back right away. But just getting your name out there, you know, like I said, email, and then give them a little while, and then follow it up with a phone call. That would, you know, that's a good way to start.
Okay. All right. Cool. And then, we, as fitness professionals, we hear about press releases all the time, and there's so many different conflicting opinions on whether or not we should send them in, whether or not we should, you know, bother or waste our time. What exactly is your take on press releases? What experience have you had with them? Do you guys use them? Do you guys throw them away? Should we as fitness professionals even spend our time writing them? What do you think about press releases?
Well, now we do get tons of press releases, but we read every single one of them. And whether or not that we go do the events or do what has been sent in, you know, we can't get to everything. But, I mean, they are read and they are paid attention to. Now, I would say if you're going to send in a press release, make sure, you know, like if you're doing like a big community event, something newsworthy, something that would affect the community. Like a press release like that would get the attention more of the people the press release has come into. Now, the press release first is seen by our assignment editors at the desk. They're the ones that basically have a big hand in what we cover day to day because they get all the information.
Okay.
So they'd be the first ones to see a press release.
And they basically decide whether or not to pass it on further if they deem it newsworthy?
True, yes.
Okay. And then do you guys get a lot of press releases every day from fitness professionals? Is it one of the industries that's lacking press releases, and it's a good way for us, or is it pretty competitive? Do you see a lot of fitness press releases?
I'm not 100% sure on that because, like I said, they don't come to me, but you know, directly they come to our desk first. But I don't see it like in our, we have a daily planner every day. And this is even for all the different stations I've worked at. And I have not seen a lot of fitness stuff in the planner, like as stuff that's happening. So I'd say no, I don't think so.
Okay, so it's not oversaturated, so it's a great time for us to break in, basically.
I think it could be, you know, if you have something like worth coming out to cover, like, or, you know, worth doing, like, by all means, send it in. And, you know, right now, I mean, being healthy is a, you know, it is a big story with the whole obesity and, you know, with all the different reality shows that are out there, and even schools are making change. California just passed, like, they just implemented a new law January 1st about, like, trans fats. I mean, it's a big deal, so this would be a good time to break in, you know, and get out there and get them to cover if, you know, you're doing certain things.
So, like, community events and fundraisers and stuff like that would be definitely worthy of a press release.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, definitely. I think definitely so.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Now, in terms of reporters, I know that they're always looking for that newsworthy stuff, too. Is it the assignment editor who sends the reporters the stuff to cover, or should a fitness professional try to build a relationship with a reporter also? And, you know, how do reporters come into the equation exactly in terms of what gets covered?
Well, building a relationship with as many people in the business as possible is definitely what you should do, like if you can. Reporters come into the mix of, now, every day they come into the meeting and they give pitches. And sometimes they go out on the stories they pitch. Sometimes they're assigned stories. It depends on what's happening in the day. Like there is a meeting every morning where all the reporters, producers, managers, and assignment desk come in together and they discuss what's happening. And they kind of decide what are the stories we have to cover. And then reporters come in and they pitch stories. And then between the stuff that has to be covered, like, you know, major news events, and what they pitch, is how it's decided who goes to cover what. So if you can get an in with a reporter, you know, and then you can have, like, be like, hey, we're doing this today. It's going to be a big deal, blah, blah, blah. They can come in straight to the meeting and pitch your story and probably give it more of a better feel than what you could on a press release.
Okay, I like it. So if you have somebody, a physical contact that can actually articulate your thoughts for you instead of having to depend on writing it down, then that would be easier to bring it to life for the news crew. Now, this is kind of a tougher question, in my opinion. When you talk about building relationships with people that work at the station, the producers, the editors, the reporters, what's the best way to go about that? Is it the same thing? Just kind of throw out an email and introduce yourself, maybe send them a card introducing yourself? What would get your attention? What do you think is a good way to go about building a relationship with these people without seeming too forward or too pushy?
It's a good question. Basically, I would say if you're, you know, you send out little cards, you know, just something small, and you don't want to bombard people with lots of emails, lots of phone calls, lots of, you know, regular mail, you know, cards or whatever, you know, but to do it, like, sporadically, the best thing I would say is, like, out on the street. Like, kind of, if you ever figure out, like, what's going on in your community, if there's a big community event, if you're watching TV and you see that the news is sponsoring something, you know, well, they'll be at some kind of festival or, you know, show up, talk to them. That would be a great way to talk to them.
Okay.
You know, because especially if it's something like that, like if you find where they're going to be, you know, oh, we're going to be at this event, blah, blah, signing autographs, or, you know, they do that sometimes, you know, local celebrities, and this happens all over the country. That would be a good way because also they're not working. So you're not impeding on their time. You're not making them nervous of like, oh, my God, I have to do this story, but yet you're talking to me and I'm not really listening to you. So if you look for stuff like that, I would say they would have more time to focus on you and to remember who you are.
Perfect.
Face-to-face meetings are the best way to stick in someone's head.
Awesome. No, perfect. That's such a great idea. And the thing is that, I mean, it's made very public where representatives from different news stations are. They're always talking about it on the commercials or on the radio even. You'll hear about how a certain station is going to be sponsoring an event, and that's a great way to just go hunt them down directly, you know, go be an action taker. If you could give, you know, any personal trainer or boot camp owner or fitness expert any advice to become the perceived fitness expert on the news or any, you know, get any media exposure whatsoever, what would you, you know, what would be the advice that you would leave us with?
To get, like, media exposure to get out there?
Yeah, just, you know, get on TV, you know, anything else that you want to add besides what we've talked about or anything that you want to emphasize that you think is just really important?
Well, I would emphasize that it's all in who you know. It's such a fickle business. Like, it's so sporadic sometimes, and it's different at every station. Like, there's, you know, little different things, but if you can get in there and at least get to know someone, and like I said, the best thing is, you know, even if you contact the news director or talk to the people at the desk or, you know, get in with the reporter, producer, be like, you know, hey, I don't need to be on right now, but if you, you know, put, I'd like to be a fitness expert for you. That way, if you have, you can put me down. Here's why I qualify as a fitness expert. And if you put me on your list, if you guys ever have any questions, if you guys ever have, you know, if a story comes up and you need an expert, I would be happy to provide you the information I know. That would be a really good way of getting your foot in the door because it's not obtrusive. It's not, you know, like, oh, my gosh, I want to be on TV right now. It's a good way to let them know that you're serious, that you know what you're talking about, and that you're willing to be one of their people where any time that they have an issue about what you know they can call you and you'll be there to help them out. And then that will give you major credibility and they'll be more willing to keep calling you.
Awesome. such a good tip. I love it. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for taking the time to let me ask you some questions and pick your brain. Really appreciate you taking time out of your day. And I'm sure anybody who's listening to this really appreciates it. So there you have it, guys. Go get off your butts and build some relationships. Go get your foot in the door. Send some emails. Make some phone calls. Let people know what you know and that you are available to let them pick your brain as the fitness expert. So go ahead and try these tips. Thank you so much, Carolyn. And good luck to you guys. Have a good one.